Hey, welcome to The Weekend. It's time for Group Chat, the place where everyone comes together to talk all things pop culture, whether it's music.
Yeah, Beyonce has 11 nominations.
I think that's aggressive.
including album of the year.
I am happy that she is getting some play.
Mm-hmm. Movies and TV.
In comedy, like, we had memes, we had GIFs, we had people being Rickrolled, we had That's What She Said, we had, you know, like, we had all that stuff. So I think it's also just
it's
where
like
we are in
part
time.
Part of the trend, yeah.
How do you know when to move on? How do you know when something's stale?
How long do we do Chuck Norris jokes for?
Or sports moments that have everyone talking.
If you're watching a television show and somebody's wearing a Bills jersey, like, they're going to notice that and zoom in on that Bills jersey and be like, I like this show, I like these characters. Somebody who doesn't really necessarily care about the Bills, or maybe they follow a different team, they're not going to see that, they're not going to have that same connection, because their perceptual ability is just, it's a different set of references.
Group Chat brings you all the pop culture action with sharp insight, fun debates, and a whole lot of laughter. Coming up right after this.
Hello and welcome to Group Chat. I'm your host, Bentley, and today I'm excited to welcome back Ellie Brady, stand-up comedian and co-host of Offbeat Cinema, Naila Ansari-Patillo, co-founder of Ansari Saxon Productions, professor at Buff State University, choreographer and performing artist, and Alexa Zappia, Emmy-nominated casting producer and founder of Rocks of Unity. And we'll talk about more of what our great guests are involved in as we go, but it's our last episode before the holiday break, so it's going to be a fun one. So we've had all of you on before. We've gotten to know all of you. I know we always do the thing where we say, you know, what are you in your group chat? But what is happening for you in your group chats now? And, you know, as you get into the end of the year, what are some of the things that you're talking about?
Holiday wish list. I've asked that question already to people. Yeah. So no one can give you an answer. I don't know why that is.
Ellie, it's funny because I've turned into what not to get.
Ooh.
Maybe because
I
have a 3-year-old.
Yeah.
I mean,
glitter?
You know, like, no glitter and no big plastic toys, please, because I just did a purge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't need my living room overcome with all that stuff.
Yeah. I ask people what they want and they say, I don't know, but what do you want? And I'm like, we can't just keep doing this.
Yeah.
I can't go back and forth.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just a gift card.
I was going to say, just do a gift card. Be done with it.
But then I feel like it's like my mom already got her gift. I got mine for my brother. So like, I don't even know what the holidays are going to be this year, but like, all gifts are done.
Like, wait, you already gave them to each other?
They were like experiences.
Oh, okay.
So, I like that. Which I love more than like asking for, you know, athleisure that I always ask for and this and that. So, they're done. So I'm like, we'll just be together.
Oh,
and like,
that.
We're not doing a gift exchange except.
Can you tell what some of the experiences are, or is that going to ruin anything for anybody?
Oh, no. So my brother, I had a crazy, I don't know if you guys saw it, but this crazy, crazy encounter with Kristen Chenoweth a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, I did.
The hug?
The hug. Yeah, the hug. Yeah. So he got me tickets to go see Queen of Versailles with her in it when I was in New York. And then it just turned into this whole, could be a literal 20-minute story, but a whole thing, which was honestly life-changing. And that will be a gift that I will never forget. My mom, I took to Wicked. So there's that. Still haven't got my brother anything yet. He's like, I don't need anything. I'm like, no. Like, you're getting something. So I don't know. We'll figure that one out.
The shout out right now.
Yeah, like, you know what?
Yep. There you go.
Yep.
Happy holidays.
There you go.
Love you, brother.
Done. Have you guys seen that meme that was like, I looked at my budget this year and based off of my spending habits, you guys are all can choose one song and you'll get a dance because that's all I can afford.
Very true.
So, I like that. That's actually a good idea.
No, it's literally true. Like, pick one.
Yeah.
I'll choreograph a dance and that's your gift. I'm sorry I overly spend during the year.
I tend to still spend at the end of the year, too. So January will be fine.
But then you go in with the habit of like, oh, but it's a new year, so like doesn't count. Like,
yeah, I'm gonna not buy anything in the month of January.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I did that one year. I don't remember.
And it's dry January, so you're saving money.
Yes.
You have points on if you have a credit card with a certain airline, then you can travel for free. It's really I'm doing the girl math. That's a free month.
It's 100%. It's like the girl math when they say like, oh, I got concert tickets like 6 months ago. So when I go to the show, it's free.
It's paid off.
Yeah. It's so free.
Yeah.
Even though mocktails aren't cheap.
No.
They're more expensive. But you don't drink as many of them. And then you'll usually switch to like club soda or something.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, I mean, I guess I don't drink the the mocktails as fast as
the real ones.
The real ones. Nayla, so you have how many boys? Three. Mm-hmm. And you're going to be doing holiday shopping soon?
Yeah, wild. We're at the point where like, this is the budget. This is what everyone's going to get. Now, I have a Christmas baby. So the oldest gets a little extra because it's also his birthday, yeah, which is terrible.
Like, yeah, actually, like, on Christmas?
He is a December 25th baby.
Oh, my God.
So we try to go a little extra with him. But then it gets funky because, you know, then because everyone's getting gifts. It's like, how come he's getting more? So we try to kind of separate on, like, different days.
Yeah.
And the same for our middle one, Noah. His birthday is like right next to Thanksgiving. He's November 29th.
Aww,
so it's another kind of like holiday. Yeah. People are like spending money kind of thing. So we try to find a day that's just for them to do, you know, we do something. They like trampoline parks and that kind of stuff. So,
oh, nice.
Experiences.
Yeah.
Yes. So
value in that.
There's value in that. And we do a big family trip every year. There's like 40 of us.
Really?
42. Oh yeah, it's wild. It is very, there's a committee. It is.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah, it is very like.
Where are you going?
Dialed out. Aruba.
Okay.
Wow. Oh, so you're flying.
Oh, like it's a thing. It is.
That's great.
And it's only a couple days, but started out with a friend group. They all like went to college together and, you know, my aunt's friends with them. And then, you know, they all had kids and then we have kids that are the same age. So it became a thing. So yeah, every year we do a big family.
Trip.
Can we tag along?
Yes.
Like
come hang with us.
Like technically we're group chat family.
Oh yeah, it's color coded dinners, like neon nights.
Like a bachelorette weekend.
Yeah. But you get to chill during the day and the kids like to go in the pool and stuff like that. So it's a fun.
That's awesome.
Cool. That's so fun.
Do you do a resort or do you
we typically do a resort. Yeah. It's just easier when you have that many people to just manage, you know, everyone in one place and then, you know, activities and all that kind of stuff.
And kids in general. Yeah, I'm all in the same place. So we've talked a lot this year on group chat about all different things. I feel like everything keeps coming back to streaming and, you know, consumption of how we're watching movies and listening to music. So, you know, the big ones for movies this year, Minecraft. Are your sons into Minecraft?
We saw them when it opened. The Minecraft pajamas was outrageous.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous. Yes. More than I would like to admit.
Is it going away? Is it getting less popular? I heard that might be.
We watched it at home several times. Yeah. So I think it just depends on.
Yeah.
Your demographic.
It's definitely. I feel like it's a Frozen for boys predominantly. Yeah. Like a lot of, you know, I mean, girls like Minecraft too, but my boys are like all of their friends Minecraft because they play the game too.
Yeah. Lilo and Stitch. Another, I mean, look, I'm noticing a little Disney trend here. Where did this go?
Always, because they have enough money to play a lot of movies. Yeah.
And they bought your sources. Everything. I'm like, what is it?
Aladdin from 1992 is the number 3 movie.
Snow White.
Weird.
Have you gone back and watched Disney movies now? They're kind of scary.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Superman, Jurassic World. Sinners, I was happy to see
that. Sinners was great.
Because we know in our world it was a big thing, but I wasn't sure where it would fall on the big picture because you always see like the Jurassic World, Superman, those kind
of
things.
That was Rotten Tomatoes' number one film of 2025.
Yeah. I was happy to see that Sinners was up there. And that was based on money, on domestic sales. Mm-hmm. So all of those, the top one was Minecraft at $423 million.
I believe that. Wow. I was shocked when I went to the movie theater.
Oh my God.
With the boys. I was ready to go home because it was just really overwhelming. And I could see all the parents not wanting to be there, but the kids is like wildly excited. But I believe it. It was packed.
But how crazy, because that was like, I saw the Hamilton whatever thing.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. I don't know. Like, people are like, oh, theaters are dead. Like, you know, movies are going out of style. It's all streaming. And you walk in, like, I don't know. The whole thing was full, at least with Hamilton. Mm-hmm. Like, everyone was singing. It was like an out-of-body experience. I don't know where I even was. Because usually, like, not that I go to movies all that often because of that. Because, like, no one's there. It's like you have the whole theater to yourself. It's like a private showing.
Yeah.
And then you come and then there's all these people. So the fact that like Minecraft is like that, like that yep. speaks to just.
Taylor Swift was like that too.
Okay, that's a whole nother.
That was my niece went full concert.
Yeah.
Do you think it's that like parents want their kids out of the house and gets them something to do?
I think so. I mean, I think it's also, I think it's that. And I think it's also, there's just not a lot for kids right now compared to like when we were there. Like, you know, we had like Nickelodeon and all these kind of shows that we can watch on TV.
Yeah.
They're kind of limited. And like you just, like the YouTube kids is thriving. And you're just trying not to get, you're trying to get them off of their tablets. And so even though you're still, you're exchanging it for a different screen.
Yeah. So is it still screen time or it's not screen time anymore? Like a giant movie theater.
I mean, it gives them a little bit more of an experience, I think. Yeah. And they have to have patience. Like they have to sit down. Like you can't just like go around and do whatever you want, put your iPad down, go to the bed, you know?
Yeah.
So I think it's, I do think it gives a different experience when, and they're going outside, you know, you can, there's life lessons of like, you know, how do you pay for your ticket, scan, you know, those types of things that you don't have with the iPad.
Yeah.
Well, and it's not the fast content too, because the fast videos and stuff and the short videos, like the, just the instant gratification of the tablet. And now they know, like they hit one YouTube video, they hit the recommended one. They go, it just keeps going, you know, so, and it seems to me, too, that the performance type of movies are the ones that are interactive, too, like the musicals.
Yes, yeah.
You know, and the concert performances. So that's an experience in and of itself. Or if you can't go to the theater to see this, you can go to the movie. You know, the actual play. So that seems like a little more of an access type of thing, too.
Like Wicked. I saw Wicked in 4D. What an experience.
Oh, I saw that. The
Sphere? No. Here in Buffalo.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
At the Regal and the Galleria.
Oh, they did. God. They had the 4D there?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It was crazy. It was like when Elfie's flying, your chair is like moving and you're like, whoa. And then there's like wind coming from like the back of your seat. So you feel it. Mm-hmm. And then there's scenes where it was like raining in there and it started like drizzling. I was like, oh my God. Like, what?
Oh, really?
Cover my phone. Like, it was crazy experience.
So that's kind of like the what they're going to be doing at the Sphere, what they're doing now at the Sphere for Wizard of Oz.
So cool.
Yeah. So it's like an actual tornado. And,
Do you see the prices for those tickets?
No.
You want to take a guess?
$2,000.
Oh, you're very fancy.
Oh, no.
$150.
Oh,
That's still. That's,
you could buy one for the entire
time. That's still a lot to watch. Lot. The Wizard of Oz.
$40,000. Like,
you made it sound like
it was the anticipation. I really sold it.
You're like,
that's
a lot. That's, especially here, that's a lot of money for something everyone's seen.
Well, and I'm not surprised she said $2,000 because I feel like concert tickets this year have been insane.
Yes, concert tickets are outrageous.
Yes. Did you see the Hilary Duff situation going on?
What is happening with that?
Okay, so she released a single after like 20.
Oh, she's still singing? Okay, that was my last question. Okay,
she's still singing. Yeah. So she did like four different, like LA, Brooklyn, Toronto, something. I don't know the other one. But she chose venues that hold only 2,000 people, which is crazy. So again, going back to like nostalgia and stuff like that, people just want to be in the room. Mm-hmm. So it was sold out in the pre-sale. Anyway, now people are reselling their tickets for $200,000.
Not like for Hilary Duff.
Is it? Yeah. Lizzie McGuire, my girl, but like,
I know. Whoa.
But this is like the next, not next phase, but the phase now of her life because the song's called Mature.
Mature.
Right? Yeah.
But like, we don't want that.
I know. What are they going to get?
I don't know.
In the show?
We want like So Yesterday. I'm not going. I'm saying something. I'm going. Like, I tried to get tickets. I did not. But the fact that like people are like, reselling for $200,000, like,
you know,
that's
though
absurd.
That's crazy.
A lot of us millennials are complaining we can't buy a house, so maybe this is just the jump start.
This is exactly what it is.
Is this what we spend our money on when we become adults?
This is like, coffee. It's adult money.
Adulting.
It's adult money. It's like when people say, like, I realize I'm not a kid. Like, I can go to Wegmans and pick up a chocolate cake and just eat it because I want to. Like, I feel like that's what people are doing with, like, with this, that they're just like, I can spend however much money on Hilary Duff concert tickets because I'm an adult and it's adult money. Yeah, yeah. So
great credit limit too.
Yeah.
No.
Wow.
Well, and that was the thing we've talked about before, you know, with like the 2000s trend coming back and like fashion and, you know, you can actually afford Doc Martens now.
Mm-hmm. And that's why we have so many, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Right? Yeah. Or like the sneakers that you wanted when in, you know, when you were in high school and, you know, maybe even college that yeah. you really couldn't get. Now you've got like five pairs of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the reissues are definitely preying on us, those people.
Yeah. Oh, yes, you know? For sure.
How many Sambas do we all have?
Yeah. Yeah. But the whole sneaker culture and the apps and everything. Speaking of gifts, I was looking for a certain pair of sneakers last Christmas, so I had to sign on to all the apps. And now I get all of these alerts and releases, and I'm like, oh, wait, no, I want those. Or this person might like those. I'm like, I can't. It's
yeah.
like,
yeah,
oh,
it's too
it's
much.
An addiction.
Our middle one's a sneakerhead.
Oh.
Plays basketball, too.
Okay, well, there you go.
You're in mm-hmm. it. You're
it's
in
like
it.
I use Apple Pay like Apple's actually paying. I'm like, oh, here. Yeah, yeah. Here. Me, too. That's
here.
Yeah.
I need and to then I look at my credit card. I'm like, oh my God, I got hacked this month. Yeah. What happened?
Did I buy Hillary Duff tickets?
Yeah, what just happened? And then I'm like, oh, I did that one. Oh,
that's
almost
that
what
her mom's ticket she got.
Yeah. Yeah. You're like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
These experiences are great,
but
I think my problem. Well, my issue, it's not a problem, but if I'm going to plan a trip, certain areas, I'm like, well, I got to go to this restaurant yeah. and I got it. So then you're like, oh, I got a great flight. Oh, I made up for it.
Yeah, the food you know? Department.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's going to be, I guess I'm going to do more traveling maybe in 2026.
That's a goal. That's a good goal.
It is a good goal.
That's a goal. I think I had that one last year. so we are talking about 2025, a year-end recap, and that's why we have our all-star cast of Allie Brady, Naila Ansari, Cotillo, and Alexa Zappia, and we will continue the conversation coming up next on Group Chat on BTPM NPR.
From the fringes of the mainstream to the local music you love. Listen to Buffalo Toronto Public Media at the Bridge Monday through Thursday, 8 p.m. to midnight on BTPM NPR at 88.7 or from your smart speaker.
Welcome back to Group Chat. I'm your host, Bentley, and I am joined by Allie Brady, stand-up comedian and co-host of Offbeat Cinema, Naila Ansari Cotillo, co-founder of Ansari Saxon Productions, and Alexa Zappia, Emmy-nominated casting producer and founder of Rocks of Unity. We were just talking about movies and shows, and we kind of did a rundown of some of the top grossing shows. But what were some of your favorite movies from the last year? I feel like I, again, didn't watch as many movies as I would have liked to.
I wasn't in the movie thing, but I was watching those like limited series. I'm like one of those thriller mystery
type
of people. But I just finished All Her Fault.
Oh.
Amazing. Yeah. So Peacock. I literally got the trial and it's about to end. So like over the subscriptions.
Yeah.
I hate watched at Just Like That this year, which was the big hate watch show of the year. Did you guys watch that one?
I didn't watch it, but I heard of it.
Yeah, the Sex and the City got canceled. Yes. And no one knew that it was being canceled.
Yeah,
it was like,
I watched the season before, and then this one.
Yeah, it's bad.
Didn't watch. Yeah,
yeah.
So,
yeah.
Same. I watched the season before, and then I started this one. I was like, meh.
So bad.
But you couldn't help but watch it till the end.
Yeah, there's some joy in hate watching something, yes, you know, because you're like you. But and also then I'm gonna use words again. Sorry, I'm a big Sex and the City fan.
Yes. Yeah.
And this show was not that.
Yeah.
And so it was fun just to listen to podcast recap how bad it was, and then talk to people who also hate watched it.
Yeah.
But now we hate watched it so much that they canceled it. But I was like, no, your numbers are up. We want more garbage.
Right. The fashions were impeccable, though.
Oh, gorgeous.
I mean, I will give it that. The storyline, terrible. The fashion's incredible.
Yeah. I don't think they watched the original show. They didn't. Someone died and came back to life and then died again on the show. It made no sense.
Yeah.
I know. That's a big oops.
Yeah. That is a
so
oops.
Good. Amazing.
But again, it's like that nostalgia from years ago.
That's true.
Right.
And then there was the show that Noah Wiley was in about an ER, but it wasn't ER. But that was a nostalgia thing.
The Pit. There you go. That's a great show.
It is. But I watched it because I was like, oh, I kind of liked him in ER. And then I was like, oh, wow, I actually like this.
Yes,
I didn't think I would I didn't think it would be a good show. I thought it'd be like the Sex and the City situation. Where you're like, but then it's funny to go and like watch the older shows and be like,
the production and everything, you're like, wow, this looks really old.
Yeah, yeah, it does.
Yeah.
I don't remember it being this old.
I know I watched Gilded Age. House of Guinness was a new one that I liked on Netflix.
I heard House of Guinness was good.
Really good, mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's in my to watch.
It's good.
See, yeah. I don't watch a lot of scripted.
And well, you're the reality TV
I know.
Person.
I don't watch a lot of scripted, so I feel like when I, like, I have to, like, I work too much. I don't have time to, like, so, like, I need a break where I can,
stop,
like,
being career focused.
I know. I know, right?
A good limited series.
Yeah, I feel like
really...
I need, like, a day to, like, oh, day. No, not even. Like, a week.
Yeah.
To, we have two weeks in our industry where we're completely dark. I feel like I just need to watch scripted.
Did you watch the Meghan Markle one show? That's a reality. I watched that. Did you not like it?
The one on Netflix? Oh, wait. Are you talking about her actual show on Netflix? Because that's a mess. Or the documentary.
I think I just like garbage.
Okay. Like, the one she has on Netflix
one.
Is like,
one?
That
the
was
cooking?
A mess.
No,
that's that is horrendous. Yeah. That was
I mean,
a mess.
It's so funny.
Did you watch it?
Of course I did.
I'm going to make fruit salad.
I know.
And I'm never going to get all the fruit out of my garden. It's like, what is happening?
And she doesn't. She's like, oh, this is my friend. I'm going to just, he likes pretzels, and she pours pretzels into another bag and puts it. I love it.
If you watch
so
it for
bad.
Comedy,
like,
because
the
there's
cheese.
So many it's memes so on it, like it is entertaining to watch, because when you watch the memes first and you see her do it in real life and like she's serious about it, it is a comedy.
I only know it because people make fun of it on social on the memes. Like, I've never, and so it scared me. So I'm like, I'm not watching this.
Imagine if you like arts and crafts and you're like, let's try this in the kitchen with food. That's what that is.
Yeah.
And it's so, it's called With Love.
Yes.
I was curious and I watched it and I was like, yep, it's everything I thought it was going to be.
Bad.
So awkward. And not for the best.
No, it was
not for the best.
So awkward. And then, okay, so listen, this is how we consume things. So we're going to be jumping all around. But then she showed up at Kris Jenner's birthday party.
I know.
And I just was not okay with that.
The photo controversy.
It's too much. Prince Harry.
It's too much. It's like, are you in the limelight? Are you not? Are you trying to be a princess or whatever she is? Or you not? Are you checking people because your title is like half wrong half the time because you're in and out of the royal family?
Yep.
Like, why do that? Like, you're not making changes because we're not in the castle. We're not. In England.
Well, you, I mean, Kris Jenner's house, or no, it wasn't her house. Oh, that
it was Jeff. Jeff Bezos' house.
That's what made it even worse.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
because oh my gosh,
his $200 million house.
And
well, everybody was trying to get their SNAP benefits.
Yeah.
And now he's taking over the Met Gala.
Well, my whole thing is like, why not just keep it private? Like, they're at the point where people can take people's cell phones, lock them up till the end of the night. You don't need photo op. Like, clearly, we were photo op because. Kris Jenner's new face was
face.
Tight.
Listen,
Photoshop
that
tight.
Is like
very tight.
Too tight. Too tight.
That is
let
some like fairy tale Snow White evil queen stealing beauty. I don't even know. It's weirding me out because she looks so good and it looks like a different person.
She looks like an AI filter and you realize it's not an AI filter.
Well, they so there's
like you're like, oh my God.
That came out that caught a photo of her not Photoshopped and it's actually they it's not as good as it looks like there's it's obvious.
Maybe that's a little better because it looks like an AI filter.
The only plastic surgeon people need to see at like that's of that Kris Jenner world is the one who does Jane Fonda. We can rock with Jane Fonda. Kris Jenner is too much. I don't want you to look 40.
Yeah.
No.
I don't want you to look 40. I don't want you looking younger than your children because that's weird.
Or like your children.
Not younger than like your kids.
Yeah.
Rest of the Kardashian sisters, and then like, what happened to this extra one? Who is this?
Yeah.
Mom.
Yes, that's what
You're like,
Grandma,
oh, that's my mother.
Nana.
You're like.
Well, and what about the people that showed up? You know, like you said, you can take phones. So I'm like, did these people want to be photographed? Kris Jenner wanted those people photographed at her party.
Absolutely.
Like, there's so.
It's inappropriate timing. It's just, it's totally tone deaf. I mean, I thought the same thing about Jeff Bezos' wedding.
Yeah.
Keep that private. Mm hmm. Okay, you can put on Vogue magazine, I guess, sure. But, like, we don't need to see that you are spending an exorbitant amount of money. And if you want to spend your money like that, spend it. It does not work well when you have people in an entire country that are struggling.
Yeah. Blue Origin, same thing.
Yes, yep, yes, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, usually I feel like reality TV is an escape, but the Kardashians have sort of gone to a weird place.
I feel like
with
that's
it.
Scripted. I don't even count that in reality.
I mean, that's a different.
Break that down for us, Alexa.
Break down reality television.
Yeah.
We'll be here for 4 days. It's hard. I think, honestly, it's twofold, right? Yeah. I think that audiences really love reality television because for two reasons. One is because it's an escapism from their normal life.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so when you watch someone act a fool on television, it's like, oh my God, I totally forgot about all the stressors in my day.
Yeah.
So that's number one. Because it's just like fun to just sit there. It's mindless. You can just sit there, you know, like Real Housewives and this and that. Love it. The second part to that, depending on who they cast, if they do it right, and this is how we cast, we make it so that we cast diversity, but not like just ethnic diversity, story diversity, body diversity, this and that. Because the hope is that when you're watching whatever show you are watching, reality television wise, that you see some sort of yourself in somebody on the cast, whether that's ethnically, physically, like body appearance, story wise or whatever. So that, because I feel like in life, right, people just want to feel like they're seen, they're heard, and they belong. That comes, I don't care if that's when you're 2 or 92. We consume media all day. And the media that we consume, we want to feel as though we have a connection. So if you're watching, you know, Squid Game and you have 456 people, if you see one person that you connect with, you automatically want them to go to the end because that's like you going to the end.
Yeah.
If that makes connection. Sense.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's a human form of connection. So that's one reason people love it. And the other one is just the escapism of like, is this life? Is this really? Yeah. People do this?
Yeah.
People actually go to dinner and toss tables around? Like, this is life?
Which, by the way, that's still one of the best reality show modes.
Yeah.
Did you see their bed together?
They are.
Yes. Okay, give us
Teresa.
Recap there, Allie. The moment and current update and what show you're talking about.
We're talking Bravo. So BravoCon just occurred November, right?
Yeah,
November. And so I'm good with dates. So Teresa and her sister-in-law, Melissa, have this huge feud where they don't talk to each other. And is it something with a pizza oven? I won't bore the listeners. But they went to BravoCon and they announced they were like family and friends again. And she said like, don't judge it, just accept it sort of thing, which is nice. But there was this was it a communion party?
Yeah.
Yes.
Was it circa 2002 or so? Someone got angry and flipped a table and it was the whole thing. And then there's the
classic.
It's so good.
Real Housewives of
New Jersey,
right?
Which was when rage really became the cool thing and everyone wanted it. And when people started behaving very badly on television, and it became kind of acceptable. And I think that kind of sparked it. I mean, then we had the Bad Girls Club and all those sort of shows.
Yeah, Mob Wives. That was.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I'm 28. I've been in plenty of restaurants. I've never once seen someone flip a table. Like I don't know. That just.
I don't know. But if you, the Staten Island, New Jersey.
I don't know. Buffalo, New York.
The Italian's a little different.
Buffalo, you got to step it up. If you like toss a chicken wing or something, go for
I've
it.
I spilled a lot of wine on myself.
Yes.
So that's kind of fun. Yeah, not out of anger, out of just being overserved.
No, but it is crazy.
It is crazy.
Yeah. It's crazy sitting there watching.
Yeah.
Just like housewives in general, like just
now it's like the outside, like a lot of them getting arrested and stuff like that.
Oh,
is
God,
like the
yeah.
whole like that reality of like real life. Yeah, has been
but true crime now.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
But that's also why I think people tune in to watch it.
Yeah.
Oh right? Yeah.
People tune in.
Yeah.
Because to watch Jen Shaw's whatever she did scandal, and there's so much of it.
Yeah.
Unfold as like the cast is finding out and you're finding out and. You know, all that stuff. So there is such a draw to that. Mm. And reality television, like, knock it if you want, but it gets viewers. Yeah,
there's consumers on so many levels because, you know, all of the things that have even happened in the past year, like BravoCon, because those people get so invested in these characters. Mm-hmm. They'll fly. I know a few people off the top of my head from Buffalo that flew to Vegas to go to that.
Cool.
You know?
Allie.
Allie, is that you?
She's like, really?
Do I smell like Vegas still?
You outed me?
I was at work.
But then they do, you know, the book deals and then like every... Real Housewife wants to be a singer, right? So there's that.
Which
and
both
then,
of those can
so
be.
You're right. It's not
sponsored ads.
Right. Sponsored yeah. ads. The pizza oven.
Oh, fashion lines. That's another. Athleisure wear is always.
Oh, wait. I mean, so. Yeah.
Wait, that was influenced by the Housewives?
No, that they all try to go into something. So it's either like the same.
Oh, okay, I was gonna say
they
I
have
thought
like
that
these clothing lines like
Aloe.
She by Sheree was
she
a big
by
one.
We're
like, waiting for
like,
the drop.
Yeah, still waiting for the drop. And she's supposed to have this like big fashion line, and then it ended up being like random athleisure, but yeah. it was supposed to be this runway. And like Dwight, who was like the gay friend on the show, was always like, "Oh, how are you gonna have a fashion show with no fashion?"
So yeah,
so I love Dwight.
But that's like why people tune in to see like what like.
Yeah.
But then you're right. It becomes shenanigans. Absolute hooligans. Absolute hooligans. But to your point, Bentley, like it's not just sitting there and watching. It's then every single brand deal that they post mm-hmm. you want, every single margarita, this, that,
yep.
that they alcohol
skinny,
line,
yeah,
skinny girl,
Bethany.
This they want, every single book
yep.
you get. I'm guilty as charged. Okay? Yeah. Like I am not calling anyone out. Yeah. I am literally
well,
saying
and you're,
it myself.
You're watching the show and then you're getting on social media afterwards and you're following
yeah.
the cast members mm-hmm. and you're it's not just in that time that you're consuming these things.
No, it's constant.
It overcomes
yeah.
your life.
Mm-hmm. And then the haters in the comments, like if you not that I would ever do this, but if you look in the no, I don't. But if you,
why is your nose growing right now?
But if you look at the comments, then it becomes like someone posts like the Teresa
yeah.
Joe whatever situation.
Oh, yeah.
And then like it's the they yeah. might not interact with you, but then you interact with each other and the comments, and then you're like, I'm still engaging on Teresa Giudice's post. What is going on? You know what I mean?
Yeah. yeah.
So it's like it's a circuit that just doesn't stop. It's mm-hmm. like you can't get off this merry-go-round.
Yeah. Well, we are talking pop culture and some of our tastes and analyzing some of your tastes. And we'll continue to talk our group chat favorite topics coming up next on Group Chat on BTPM NPR.
From the fringes of the mainstream to the local music you love. Listen to Buffalo Toronto Public Media at the Bridge Monday through Thursday, 8 p.m. to midnight on BTPM NPR at 88.7 or from your smart speaker.
Hello and welcome back to Group Chat. I'm your host, Bentley, and I love our year-end all-star cast here that we have Allie Brady, stand-up comedian and regular on Offbeat Cinema, Naila Ansari Cotillo, co-founder of Ansari Saxon Productions and professor at Buff State University, choreographer, performing artist, and Alexa Zappia, Emmy-nominated casting producer and founder of Rocks of Unity. Her specialty is reality shows. That's it.
Giving us all the tea.
Yeah,
but,
get all the tea, guys.
I actually liked that you mentioned that you haven't watched a lot of scripted stuff, and it's not because you don't want to. It's more because like your life is work
it's
as well.
It's a giant reality show.
Yeah.
So like, once we wrap a show, we start a show. And then it airs, and yeah. then it's that same cycle. So then, of course, you become invested. Like they're like, I don't care if they're 21 or they're 93.
Yeah.
They're still like, they're like my kids, right?
Yeah.
They're all like older than me. But so I just want to see them do well. And you have such a relationship with the show where
yeah.
you've been on it since day one, since, you know, you
yeah.
guys started to, you know, all the way to the end and getting them to set, hearing about it after, and then watching it air. Like, it's the only thing I watch is reality television.
Yeah.
I don't have time. I would love to.
Yeah.
And nobody wants this. I started
I
that.
I love that show.
I'm on episode four.
That. I haven't seen that.
It's good.
Really good. Very much my MO.
Yeah, we'll talk afterward because
yeah.
I can go on.
Well,
that one
yeah.
too.
I feel, and maybe this is just my cue, but I feel like 2025 has had a lot of dark streaming shows and a lot of
yes.
dark moments.
I wonder why.
Too. I'm like, I know. I'm like, okay, I can't. This is too real. This is actual life.
Yeah.
Do we open the can
yeah.
of worms right now? Are we going in?
But isn't that the reason, not to get deep, but isn't that the reason we watch TV is to escape from all of that? I was talking
yeah.
before about reality TV being an escape, but like in general, right? Reality TV is not for everyone. It's fine.
Yeah.
But like, don't we use TV and media to hopefully escape from what's
yeah.
going on in the actual world? So things that are like dark like that, okay, I respect it, but
yeah.
like I consume enough of it on social media.
Yeah.
Like
mm-hmm.
I don't want to sit and like
yeah.
get my popcorn ready and watch like something so dark.
Yeah.
Like just make it light and fluffy, you know, unicorns and rainbows and butterflies and
yeah.
we're good.
Well, that's why The Handmaid's Tale is now, the streams are less. Yeah. And now we're watching things are a little bit more fluffy and more Lilo and Stitch and, you know.
Right.
Recession TV is real, too.
Yeah, right. That's true.
And we're in holiday Hallmark season.
People are at home. They're not, you know, they're not going out spending money as much anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I think things that are too close to reality, I can't. Actual reality of what we're living, I can't watch. But I also can't get into Hallmark movies. Sorry.
Oh, I can't. I'm with Bentley on that.
I wish I could get into bad stuff because it's an escape. Sorry.
Sponsored. Group chat is sponsored by Hallmark.
Well, it's just not my thing. But then again, you know, I'll watch soap operas.
There's just something about bad acting that I just can't. I don't know.
It's like cheesier than the cheese. So then like, I could do better than that. I didn't even go to acting school.
So then why do I like General Hospital?
Because soap operas are not the same. Okay. And I think if you grew up with like a parent or a grandma that was on soap, like that is nostalgia.
Yep.
And to be fair, it is really difficult to go in every single day and just be off, like, to, you know, have a script that day and then, like, be off the next. Yeah. So, you know, that so that's a quicker turnaround. Yeah. So I always give a little grace for those actors because they don't have, you know, this, like, you know, a massive amount of time to learn lines and really build a character. You know, they're going in, doing that scene and bopping out.
Well, you know, so then you have that and then, you know, it's really kind of opposite for me. Like when things are bad, I like to hear the uproar. Kendrick, it was the year of Kendrick Lamar. Yeah, let's be honest. And he actually just broke a record of the highest grossing tour for a hip hop artist of all time.
Oh, I believe that.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, it's in the 300 million mark.
Did it happen in Toronto?
You know, honestly, I had tickets to that show, and I ended up not being able to go, and I was super bummed. They were not cheap, but they didn't look like they suffered any sort of attendance issues because I'm pretty sure it was sold out.
That's amazing.
Or close to it. So the Super Bowl performance was a big pop culture moment, and then, you know, now the Super Bowl announcement controversy because
I can't wait for Bad Bunny to come out.
I know.
I hope he does every song in Spanish.
Yeah. Did you see the Jerry Jones's wife spoke about how she's very excited for Bad Bunny to play, and like the woman that was interviewing her was trying to trip her up, and she's like, "No, like he represents all of us.
No, that's
what we
need."
And I was like, "Yes, Jerry Jones is kind of a monster, but at least his wife is correct."
I'm shocked.
I know.
So me too.
I thought it was clickbait.
Me too. I was like, "Is that real?"
Yeah, I keep seeing the people that are proposing the alternative show.
No, no one is watching that.
Yes, one of the Kansas City Chiefs heiress was talking about that, and I'm like, "Come on, nobody's gonna watch it. Where are you gonna do it?
You don't even go here.
They're not even in the playoffs at the current moment. Right. You have no leg to stand on.
Stop trying to be relevant.
Okay, bye. You have no leg to stand on right now.
Yeah, George Strait. Yeah, like, what?
So some of the highest grossing tours of the past year.
Ooh,
where am I finding this in all of these lists? I know Oasis was one. Beyonce, obviously. Mm-hmm. Cowboy Carter tour. Tyler, the Creator. So this is on a list, but I don't know why. The Katy Perry tour, wasn't that just a big joke?
I don't mind the new song, but what a joke that looked
that
like.
Whole tour.
Yeah.
What is that? What that was a bad car accident.
She flipped and went into, I don't know, somebody's matrix because it's something. Something
what
is
in the world was that?
Yeah.
And at first, it's called a breakup, though. I think when you're like, that is the most, you know, when you black out, when you break up with someone, that's what happened.
Well, I need her to be like Adele. And just break up and give me an album.
I think it.
The Lily Allen album, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think stuff was happening before then, though, because that whole SpaceX thing and everything, like.
Oh, yeah. Blue Origin.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Tone deaf.
Again. Yeah. So I was just like, I was already. What are you doing?
And at first, I saw it on TikTok. That's where I saw the whole snowball
the
effect.
The dancing weird thing?
Yeah, that was
weird. And I was is this supposed to be funny? And then I was like, oh my God, no, she's so serious.
Mm-hmm.
This is actually not a joke. And then it just started.
That was rehearsed.
Yeah, and that makes it worse.
Right.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I think she's a good example, too, of aging, where you want to stay young and relevant, but it's okay to grow old because she's still trying to be quirky and weird.
Yeah.
And it's okay to be quirky and weird, but also grow up.
Right.
And I think that's her issue. I think she's still trying to be teenage dream.
Yeah.
This, I don't know.
Yeah,
it's okay to be in your 40s.
You change.
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's really great.
Yeah. Coldplay Music of the Spheres, the Coldplay tour was a big grossing tour. And then we had the big moment of the couple that got caught on screen.
That was wonderful. And I love Coldplay for that.
And then he called it. Oh, I know. And Chris Martin and Dakota Fanning.
Johnson.
Or not Dakota Johnson.
I was like, Dakota Fanning.
Only two of them, Bentley. Can you tell my brain is fried from 2021? I know. That was sad. But it just seemed like you didn't really hear much more after that. Yeah. It was just.
But now he's with the Game of Thrones gal who used to be married to Joe Jonas. Yes. See a full circle.
Yes.
There you go.
Joe Jonas. So are they definitely together? It wasn't just like sightings.
I'm sure they went to dinner a few times. Good for them.
They all do.
Yeah. Don't we all?
They all go the circuit.
The Jonas Brothers tour was a big tour. And I know that.
Is it on the top grossing?
It's not.
Okay. I was like.
Top 30?
I was like, did you just mention that because of me or was it top grossing?
I said, that's what I said. Like,
top 200?
Big tour. It was,
I actually have some thoughts on that. Okay. Anyone who has listened to Group Chat multiple times knows I am a diehard Jonas Brothers fan. Like, we'll die in a stake for Jonas Brothers. But the Buffalo show, I'm just so confused as to what happened. Like, I don't know. I don't know if the internet, like, overhyped it with the surprise guests of other shows that they did. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know what Demi Lovato. So everyone's like, oh, it's going to be Hilary Duff. It's going to be, you know, Kelsey Ballerini. And I don't know if you guys watched the clip on the internet, but Joe was like, okay, we're going to bring out our next surprise guest, absolutely. And then he just starts clapping. And we're thinking, like, absolutely great singer. Like, there's like an her name was absolutely. Nobody knows who that is. And if you do, I'm so sorry.
Is it her birth name?
I don't know.
So do you think that there was another surprise soloist or singer backstage, but he said absolutely and she just happened to be there and he's like didn't announce the real one?
I would really hope so, because if it was only absolutely, like,
absolutely Pharrell,
and like what? And then he, like, All American Rejects, did you hear about this? We're supposed to be the opening.
Oh no.
And people bought tickets, like, who were All American Reject fans.
Yeah.
And the day of, not even the day of, hours before, they announced that he's sick and they're off the tour. And like the people sitting next to us were there for All American Rejects. So it was just like,
oh, they didn't announce it till that,
like, that day. That day. 3 hours before the show.
Oh my gosh.
So it was like All American Rejects, and then it was the absolutely thing, and then we have Frankie Jonas going on, their brother, messing up the words of Mr. Brightside, probably not the city to do that in, and singing through the, like, literally hopping in seats around the 100 level. It was, guys, it was a very weird
experience. We single-handedly destroyed the Jonas Brothers.
Yeah. Well, and you really can't get away with any of that now.
No,
and especially,
no,
you know, because it's all on, it's going to be a TikTok, it's going to be somewhere, it's going to be, you know, and word
show.
Travels.
Yeah.
You can't have a bad show.
Nope. You got to see Paul McCartney. Is that a highlight of your 2025?
Yes.
How was that?
It was just magical. 3 hours of just him performing, and it's really, I can get really emotional thinking about it, but it's one of those things when you see people doing what they are supposed to be doing in life,
or
that have had this impact. Mm-hmm. You know, he was singing, I've just seen a face, and I'm singing along, and then all of a sudden I'm like, why am I sobbing? And, you know, it's just, it was magical. The great audience, just a bunch of hippies, people from all over. He, you know, pulled the crowd to see who's from Western New York, and maybe half are from there. So a lot of people made it their destination, which was pretty cool too.
Awesome.
It was just magic.
Well, I liked your how you were talking about it on social media too, because, you know, speaking of comments, you're gonna get the trolls, and you know,
I got one.
And you handle them well. So I like to take a page out of your playbook. I have to take deep breaths and step away.
Yeah, this is why, because I'm a clapback. That's why I can't. That's why I don't post on social media like that.
Yeah, somebody wrote on. I posted the photo of Sir Paul. He was doing Blackbird. It was just by himself. It's, you know, if you're a Beatles fan, it's a massive just.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh. Yeah. And someone said, and I'm not even friends with this person, and they just went on my page and said the singing was subpar. And I said, do you know he is literally, real use of the word, 83 years old and a Beatle? Like, in your biggest, like, what are you doing? Also, like,
don't
I
go.
Hope, like, you need to also,
that.
You got to change your attitude. Your brain's a muscle. Like, be happy.
And people, I don't think people realize when they sing live, they're not going to sound like a recording. So if you've only ever listened to the recording, people are going to sound, you know, especially if they're sick or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, they're sound how they sound. But that age for that long, for a 3-hour show is
amazing.
Really, that's a right. long time.
Yeah.
I know. So people.
Beyonce.
People be
people.
People
be people. Get off the internet.
Yeah.
Nothing else better to do?
I know. The Beyonce Cowboy Carter tour wrapped up in July and still is one of the highest grossing tours of the year. And, you know, also a moment of causing all this Grammy controversy with split categories now. Like, come on.
You know how I feel about award shows.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Wrap it up.
Yeah. Like, who are they for? I don't know.
Nobody.
Just to say,
the people that get the gift bags.
Yeah. You're like, how do I get that?
Right. Yeah. So we're, I think 2025 award shows, I think it's more about what's happening around. I don't know that people were really even like watching. It's more about the red carpet, who was there, who got, you know, who didn't get nominated.
Yeah.
Why certain people got nominated, but I think that trend of award show viewing is still going down. So we'll see what 2026 looks like. Obviously, the Grammy nominations are always, people are always chatting online, you know, about it and on social media. But Kendrick Lamar, 9 Grammy nominations.
Wow, my God.
So, you know, I think even as we're talking about 2025. When we talk about 2026, I know in my life, and I feel like Alexa talking about reality TV because I'm just like always trying to consume all kinds of music and, you know, not just for my job. I have a love for music, but there are times where I drive in my car in silence because I'm just like, okay, I need a break. But I kind of see this culture bubbling up of really like, okay, we took a pause. We took a deep breath. 2026, we're coming for you. You know what I mean? So, and you know, obviously Kendrick just was a big influence on that and just the his demeanor and his artistry and how he did these things. Even Samuel L. Jackson just saying that, you know, the Super Bowl performance, he didn't even know what it was about till he had to, till he was getting dressed to go on stage. So I see that being some of the things that have happened in the last year, even though the year was a little garbage, being good things that, for things that are coming up in 2026, especially in music. Mm-hmm. So that's my glimpse of hope for the next year. And, you know, hopefully the TV world follows in that. I'm not saying these shows aren't creative because I do know you create out of bad times. Some of the best songs are written in bad times. Yeah. I don't know. I think
it takes so long though, for especially for like scripted shows with film, because they're you know, they're like years and so sometimes it's like it matches what's happening and sometimes it doesn't. So I think live theater does it a little bit better, you know, people that are doing concerts or things like that in real time, or you know poets or visual artists, I think can really capture the time because it's in real time without having to go through all these production things
that it
makes, you know, makes it hard for it to be like, is it the art or is it, you know, politics or, you know.
Yeah, that's interesting. And you had a great run with Dreamgirls that just, you know, wrapped up recently. And I feel like, too, I'm more tuned into it, but there's so many great things happening in the theater community, despite a lot of the, you know.
We are of the resistance. Yeah. I mean, I think the nature of theater has always been to, you know, our job is to storytell. And I think we have a lot of people that are trying to tell stories in this area to get people to think, you know, to get people to see life differently. You know, I always say, like, we might not be physicians, but we're healers in the sense that we get people to forget, you know, similar, you know, to, you know, to television. We get people to forget about their problems in that moment. And I do think theater is powerful enough to get people to change, you know, their minds on certain things. Like, belief systems are always difficult, but if you can get people to see a different perspective, you know, I think that matters and give people like a human, you know, a human quality.
Yeah. So that's our hope. I think we have to, sometimes it's hard to find hope, but I think if you can find hope in these things that we're talking about for the next year, I think that's what's going to, you know, that's going to be the happy moment. Allie, I am always, so one of the best moments of things about group chat when you're on is you always come so prepared. And I know,
I want you to be
able to get to some of the things on your list. So I just want to do like a quick fire round. So I did best albums of the year, which are a little controversial for some. I thought Wet Leg was amazing.
Yep.
Pulp, great. Hayley Williams, Doves. Rosalia had an amazing album. Bad Bunnies, Tame Impala, Lily Allen. If you ever want to dump anyone, listen to that.
Yep.
But that was good. Concerts, I had Paul McCartney, Ringo Starr, so I saw both Beatles. Oasis, wow. David Byrne, we saw that. Yep. Johnny Marr, Peter Hook and the Light, I saw that in London. Peter Hook is from R.E.M.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. XTC was great. The Vaccines, Pixies, Spoon. My favorite books, I don't know how Obama read Mark Twain in the summer. It took me like a lot longer than that. And he read other ones. So I was like,
he's also a constitutional attorney. He's literally having to read all the time.
I know, right? Bless his heart. But Henry V was really good. Mark Twain, The Book of Records, The Marriage at Sea, Nobody's Girl, which is Virginia Guthrie.
Yeah.
A very heavy. And then Tim Curry's book just came out. It was amazing. And then... so I guess that would be my like little rankings of some things. And then
wait, what is your favorite pop culture moment other than the Kris Jenner facelift?
I like that we canceled Sydney Sweeney.
I didn't even know who she was. And then the moment I saw her, I was like, yes.
And then I love when we get the like Pantone Color of the Year or the Dictionary Word of the Year. So this year was Jen Alpha's phrase 6-7, which if you're that doesn't mean anything. And you are correct. That does not mean anything. Mm-hmm. So it's basically the nihilist word of the year. I don't get it. But I think many of us have heard it in our homes or from our nieces or nephews. And if you want to make anything uncool, parents or adults who are listening, just keep saying it and the kids will stop.
I think it's already getting there, maybe.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Like the Labubu. Those are now.
Oh, my God.
See, that's another pop culture thing.
Get me off the Labubu.
I met someone that had like Gucci Louis Vuitton Labubus. Oh, not exaggerating.
My God. Mm-hmm. I
so paid the money for Givenchy on the Labubus.
No, I'm done with the accessories. Labubus. I'm done. I will go on a soapbox rant about the stupid Labubus. I'm sorry.
They're done.
And they're expensive, good. Too.
I know. I don't know if they're done because 2020.
There's a Labubu Thanksgiving parade. Is possible? It's a movie.
Yes, in the Thanksgiving parade, and then also a possible movie coming out.
What do they sound like?
I don't know.
Yeah.
What is like? How
well,
does
that's
a
I'm still, so I'm still parents, stuck at Labubu.
Yeah. Parents, don't try to. Don't put your money in it.
Yeah. What?
It's a keychain. The only thing I can think is like the Chia Pets. Maybe we used to cut that didn't grow, but like I don't know. They're just like
troll dolls.
Kind of like troll dolls that you just clip on, but they're expensive.
They're expensive and ugly.
Yeah. They have like these like teeth, and yeah, but you have fake ones, and people can tell if they're fake or not.
It's if I'm going to invest money in something that's expensive, make it cute.
Right.
Like, what are we doing making it?
I have bought some ugly jeans, though, this year. So that is like my wearable version of a Labubu.
Yeah, but no, ugly jeans
are wider.
Cool.
Yeah, you're right.
I feel like.
The recession jeans. Yeah.
I do have a book suggestion if anyone wants like a comedy book. So I watch I've Had It podcast, which is hilarious. There's like two white women.
I mean,
they're great from Oklahoma, white women that you would think were like hardcore conservatives. Yes. They are not. And they are farther like fighting the good fight. But I've just finished their book called Life is a Lazy Susan of S-H-S-word sandwiches. And it is absolutely hilarious.
Oh my God,
if you
I
want
to go
a good read that has like funny but like has like politics, it goes through their life, like both of them had like addict husbands, one stayed with one, it's like it's wild, a lot of pill popping, it's hilarious.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah,
I love their podcast.
Yeah, their book is so good.
Okay,
I read it in like a night.
Well, thank you so much, guys. I love you guys. And actually, this show was formed as a break from reality, even though we do get real too. But
yeah.
So I appreciate the three of you and all the guests we've had on this year. And I can't wait to continue new things in 2026 will be happening. And, you know, we might be helping Alexa cast her next reality show. Who knows?
Gotcha. Guys, let's go.
So I would love to thank my guests, Alexa Zappia, Allie Brady, and Nayila Ansari Cotillo. You're great. I love you all. I think we've formed bonds over this show, and I've learned a lot, and I hope everyone has too. And that wraps up this season of Group Chat. For now, we'll be back better than ever in early 2026. If you're looking to get your weekly pop culture fix, we will be here. And for updates on when exactly we'll be returning, make sure you follow us on Instagram at BTPMNPR. Also check us out on the video podcast on Buffalo Toronto Public Media's YouTube channel. I'd also like to thank the Group Chat team, producer Haley Hellenbrook, audio engineer and editor Rich Ells, technical director Bailey Kreitzoff, social media associate Katie Doherty, director of content Pat Kelly, and I'm your host Bentley. Have a great weekend, and thanks for listening. We'll see you in 2026.